Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. Matthew 2, verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. So in this portion of our text today, we see a similarity with the birth of Jesus and the birth of Moses. At the time of Moses, Pharaoh had ruled that all the male children should be killed among the Hebrews in order to limit their population and their strength. Here, Herod feels threatened and determines that all of the children under two, all the male children, should be killed in Bethlehem. I think that a society has certain markers that define that society. And while many look at the Roman government and the time of Greek culture to be a time in which there is, you know, a lot of, you know, great thought and philosophy and all these different things, and they look up to that culture because of that, I think we have certain defining marks such as this that show that there was great evil among them. The fact that someone could get away with killing all the male children under 2 years old in Bethlehem tells us something about that society and that government. That was a great evil that was done. Yes, it was prophesied, but that doesn't mean God causes it. That means God knew it would happen. And I hope that this distresses us. And I would point out that in our society today, children are killed in very large numbers. No, we're not talking about rounding kids up and killing them. We're talking about those that haven't been born yet. Abortion kills a huge number of children. I think that that is a stain in our society to show what evil is being done. But getting off my soapbox and moving back to the text, because of this, the family is told to flee to Egypt and to stay there for a while. And then when Herod dies, then they're again told that they can come home. But because one of Herod's children takes his place, they're a little bit fearful. And so they end up in Nazareth in Galilee, which also was part of prophecy. As Brother Hudgens points out in his book and on this particular section today, he talks about how there's so much divine activity that's going on around the birth of Jesus. You had the angels revealing the nature of the pregnancy. You had them, Mary being told she would bear a son that would be the Son of God, that he would save people. Joseph takes Mary to be his wife because of the angel's appearance. And we've seen it happen, well, this angel appearing again and again and again. You got Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, then 19, then verse 22. You've got the sojourn in Egypt, You've got the prophecy of the slaughter of the innocents. You've got the wise men being warned in a dream. And so there's a whole lot going on in this little section of Scripture in which God is very active. These are all things that are fulfilling prophecy, but God is also very active in this time in protecting this family and guiding them along the way. Now, of course, God is in control, and he is not without power in these circumstances, but he's using his power in this providential way and in this guidance. And so we have the birth of Jesus, the Savior of all those who would listen, all those that would seek God, all those that would pay attention to the good news that is Jesus Christ. But part of the mission of Jesus is for him to experience firsthand the things that you and I go through. And so he's going to grow up just like the rest of us grow up. He's going to obey his parents. He's going to be part of that family. It's obvious when we get to the point of 12 years old that he knows what his mission is, knows what he's doing. He's not unaware of these things, yet he still grows up in this particular way until approximately the age of 30 years old. And at that time, he begins his ministry. But it's important to put all of these events into the overall context of the story of Jesus. It's difficult for us to have a full picture of Jesus without considering his birth and his early childhood, at least what we have of it. But remember that God is still active for us. He listens to our prayers. He wants us to make petitions of him and ask of him. He gives us all good things. And so remember that God is still active for us. He's still using his power and his providence for us. And that's where I'm going to leave you for today, is that thought that God is active. And so we can be in prayer today that we realize that he's still working and still caring for his people, and that we need to glorify him, we need to be thankful to him, and we need to make those petitions to him. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.